This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congress is racing to complete passage of spending bill before midnight Friday deadline. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Congressional leaders have unveiled a $1.7 trillion spending package. The bill includes about $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine, a nearly 10% boost in defense spending to total $858 billion, and about $40 billion to help communities across the country recovering from drought, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. If lawmakers don't pass the bill before midnight Friday, the country faces the prospect of a partial government shutdown going into the Christmas holiday. Republican leader Mitch McConnell has warned that if the fiscal year 2023 spending measure fails to gain bipartisan support this week, he would seek another short-term patch into next year, guaranteeing that the new Republican majority in the House would get to shape the package. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers.
The order by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. They are appealing to the court in a last-ditch effort before the limits are set to expire on Wednesday. The immigration restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump in March 2020, and have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. in recent years. Thousands more migrants are packed in shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. Norman Hall, Washington.
And North Korea is threatening to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it has slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. This is VOA News. The year-and-a-half-long investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol concluded Monday after 10 public hearings and more than 1,000 witnesses. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
The panel of 7 Democratic and 2 Republican lawmakers making a historic recommendation about former President Donald Trump's role in the insurrection. Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
January 6th. 2021 was the first time one American president refused his constitutional duty to transfer power peacefully to the next.
The committee cannot pursue criminal charges, but it did make 4 referrals to the U.S. Department of Justice, recommending 4 charges against Trump. Catherine Gibson, VOA News. Washington.
A senior military official says that Russia's war in Ukraine and anti-regime protests in Iran limited both adversaries' ability to influence or interfere in the recent midterm elections. Army Major General William Hartman said Monday that he was surprised by the lack of malign activity from Russia, Iran, or China compared to previous elections. He leads the U.S. Cyber National Mission Force, which partners with the National Security Agency in detecting and stopping election intrusions. Elon Musk polls Twitter users about whether he should stay as head of the social media platform or go, and they vote to send him packing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It was a simple tweet sent Sunday by Elon Musk. Should I step down as head of Twitter, I will abide by the results of this poll. More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to the poll voted yes by the time it closed Monday morning. Before the tweet, the billionaire acknowledged he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. But there was so much criticism, Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without a survey. The last tweet he sent Sunday, those who want power are the ones who least deserve it. I'm Julie Walker.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte apologized Monday on behalf of his government for the Netherlands' role in slavery and the slave trade, and the speech welcomed by activists as historic but lacking in concrete plans for repair and reparations. Rutte told reporters after the speech that the government is not offering compensation to people, grandchildren or great-grandchildren of enslaved people. Instead, it is establishing a 200 million euro fund for initiatives to help tackle the legacy of slavery in the Netherlands and its former colonies and to boost education about the issue. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.